I think you and Angela and Justin and Glenn all got the knowledge of what you do, making stuff, all come from my family. I don't mean to brag, but I'll tell you what happened. Mom and Dad had sheep, and Dad would shear the sheep and wash the wool and then put it on the fence and dry it, and Mom would card it. We'd help card too. And then...
What does that mean, smoothing it out?
Yeah. And then they put it on the spinning wheel and made yarn, and we'd hold our hands like this and put them out like that.
I remember you and Maureen talking about that.
Yeah. And then
ages ago.
Mom rolled them in balls, and then she made, I'll tell you one thing, she made 13 sweaters, big heavy sweaters that this man used to wear with, you know, pictures and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
white with pictures of whatever she put on. And she, one winter she made 13 sweaters
mm-hmm.
to sell to get a bit of money. So
the pattern would be in the...
No, she'd make the pattern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
I guess she dyed some wool.
Oh.
And Mom made butter, of course. And she made soap. And now I'll go to Dad. Oh, and she sold all our clothes, everything. Nothing was bought. I can remember Mom making us leggings like this, real thick material for winter. And then a jacket.
Out of the wool, the same wool?
No, this is material
mm-hmm.
she got from her sister across the lake, because their kids were way bigger than ours, than us. And Mom would take them apart and a thing for your head.
Mm-hmm.
And we never got cold. And Dad.
Like a bonnet? Or?
Yeah, but come over your ears and everything.
Oh, like an Elmer Fudd.
Yeah, like what Glenn used to wear.
Yeah. You wore that at Essenor all the time.
Oh, did he?
In the winter, I mean.
Yeah. And Dad, he built the house, a toilet, barn, chicken coop. He built every house, every building on our property. And we didn't have a tree on our property, so Dad would have to go to other people's land and cut wood and bring it down, and pig pans, he made that, and a smokehouse, and he built everything in houses, and he built cupboards in the house for Mom, and he fished, and I think he must have sold some fish, and then he'd hunt deer for food for us,
mm-hmm.
and we had cows and sheep, horses, but we were ranchers, not farmers. But he had a little bit of oats that he grew for
to keep his stock alive.
Yeah.
Now, not just alive, but feed him.
I'll just tell you this little part, it doesn't go with it, but every Sunday, they would take us to the church, and we'd go to church, and it was 5 miles with horses, and Dad built a caboose.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. We have one picture of a caboose, and you put a little heater in there,
yeah.
And we were all in there with seats to sit on, very comfortable. And drove 5 miles to the school.
But he built it. He built the caboose.
Dad built it, yes.
He must have had
it. And he must have bought wheels. And then we had wagons. He built everything.
Well, it sounds like he could even build the wheels if he needed
Maybe he did.
Steel bands and...
Yeah, I don't know. And take us to school. And we'd stay at school. We'd go to church. And then we'd go... Stayed at school from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And we just thought that was normal, that everybody does that, eh? And then Friday, Mom and Dad would come and pick us up and take us home. And there's a couple of neighbors, I think they were kind of relatives. Sometimes they'd take turns. Their names were Fillion, and they'd go and get their kids.
Fillion.
And bring us, or else we'd go get them and bring Fillion's kids. So that was, and then when we moved to Brandon, we'd go to school and we'd go home and go to bed. That was weird.
Yeah, because you'd been gone all week before.
And Mom and Dad must have had a honeymoon every week.
No kids.
And just cooked for two people.
Somewhere. Yeah, that's the thing. But you'd have to pack food with you or just eat at the convent.
We'd eat at the convent, and Mom and Dad would bring maybe a half a deer, maybe some eggs. Everybody would bring stuff for their kids. That's about it, I guess. So I won't have to write that in the book.
Well, the reason you brought this up is you said that all the people, all of us three kids are kind of multi-talented, you know, we can do whatever.
Yeah, and I think, I never ever thought about this until just today, that all you kids got your smarts from my mom and dad. I always blamed the Johnstons. But, you know, I shouldn't say this, but Mr. Johnston wasn't the smartest one. Around.
Really?
Should I see?
No, the truth is truth. He's not going to come back and kick you for it.
And Mrs. Johnston, she never made clothes for the kids.
Well, that's curious, because if your mom made clothes for you guys, what did, you know, Les and Isabel and everybody else do, Don? Like, what did they just... They couldn't possibly have bought clothes because they didn't have any money. Like, what if...
They had hand-me-downs most times, I think.
Hand-me-downs.
There's some things that Al Johnston told me, but I can't put it here because it's not very nice.
Well. Yeah.
And Iz wouldn't like it. But if you shut it off, I'll tell you.
I don't think Isabel would ever listen to this.
Okay. Al Johnston said that when Iz was a baby, a neighbor would bring a pint of milk for Iz every day to keep her alive.
I remember you said this.
Oh, I told. Yeah, and Al said she wouldn't have been alive if it wasn't for the neighbor bringing a pint of milk. Well, we were never that poor.
No.
Not ever.
It sounds like you guys are pretty well off because you made your own clothes.
Yeah, we had cows. With milk and butter, and chickens.
Yeah, and I know the Johnston family was poor, but I mean...
They were very, way, way poorer than the Jenks. Yeah, way, way poor. It's too bad, but that's the way it was. Okay, I'm going to...
And your show is on, so... I know you don't want to stop in the middle of a story and have to retell it, but I mean... Where's the stop button? Here it is.